Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, January 7th, 2010. Once again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, a married couple that prepare these messages each weekday morning, calling our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Today's message is titled simply, "So is my word." Four powerful words taken directly from our scripture text today, which is from Isaiah 55:10-11.
As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it.
We've had some beautiful snowfalls already this season here in our region. Yesterday, our pleasurable drive took us through neighboring Lebanon County along aptly named Mount Pleasant Road, where snow lightly covered the fields. In fact, we have a photo up of a farm we took yesterday. Many enjoy the wintry snow, although it causes inevitable closings, delays, inconveniences, and safety issues. We need a lot of moisture, and I understand that 10 inches of snow is equivalent to only 1 inch of rain. Farmers need a lot of snow cover in their fields as it tends to slowly saturate the soil as it melts. That results in a good harvest eventually.
And that's what the first part of our daily scripture teaches. Let me read that again. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. End quote. Scripture makes few references to snow, since it was not very common in that region of the world. And in today's scripture portion, the prophet Isaiah uses rain and snow to illustrate a wonderful spiritual truth that has encouraged devoted readers throughout the ages.
In this great passage, the teaching is a powerful spiritual parallel. The prophet Isaiah makes an analogy using this very illustration. He is speaking prophetically for God. God's word has been going out from his mouth from the very beginning. His initial instruction to Adam and Eve. His redemptive call to them after their fall. Where are you? Down through the ages, through his prophets, and through his written word. Today his word is still going out in so many different ways. He wants to use each of us today to spread his message of love and forgiveness. One of the earliest spiritual concepts I learned was the power of God's word. In fact, one of the very first verses I memorized was the daily text, and especially the part that says, "So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it."
Note a great promise in the passage. It will not return to me empty. The specific way in which God's word works is not always visible to us. At times, the impact of God's word is immediate and visible. And that's a wonderful, rejoicing time, isn't it? But at other times, the impact is not visible or may not be apparently immediate. It may seem fruitless, and that can certainly be a source of discouragement. However, when faithfully delivered, it will always have its intended impact. It most certainly will accomplish what God desires and achieve the purpose for which he sent it.
Our responsibility is to faithfully proclaim God's word and leave the results to God. Today, we want to encourage rescue mission workers, chaplains, crisis pregnancy counselors, pastors, teachers, and many, many others who in so many different ways are faithfully proclaiming God's word. That really should include all who claim to follow Christ. Keep it up. Don't give up. We just won't have the whole picture of our impact on this side. Remember this wonderful promise today in whatever way you minister in sharing God's word. Stay faithful.
Let's pray together. Father, as we consider the fertile fields and lush vegetation that are a result of your faithfully sending moisture to the earth, we're also reminded of the power of your word that does not return void. The word also accomplishes great things as it breathes life and hope into those who apply its salvation message to their lives. It turns our losses into gains, our weakness into strength, our fear into courage, and our wanderings into purpose-filled direction. Thank you for your holy word that has completely changed our lives. Amen.
Amen. We are grateful for each of our listeners today. Before we actually prepare this podcast portion, we pray together and we consider the truth of today's message in regard to our ministry. Those that will listen really moments after we prepare the message, as we post it as a podcast, and just a few minutes later in various written forms and through email. We also consider through the week, month, and indefinite future, people come across our messages and read them. And for that, we're so thankful and trust God. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Thursday, January 7th, 2010. Still got to get used to saying 2010. We, as typically, have several songs up, and two of them are a song Proxene mentioned, two different versions of it. A song titled Somewhere It's Snowing. She recalled this probably going back to the 70s. And it is a beautiful song. And we also have a beautiful, simple version of Isaiah 55, 10, and 11, our daily text, that someone merely placed up with background music that I found intriguing. And finally, I'm not sure exactly how it's related. It was just part of searching for music, but a Fernando Ortega song and a tribute to Ruth Graham called Give Me Jesus that touched my heart today. The photo today was taken by our friend Howard Blickfeldt. The main photo, I have two photos up, one we took yesterday at the farm field and farm, but I share a photo of Howard Blickfeldt's of Sturgeon Point Lighthouse and also place over the photo today's scripture text suitable for a desktop background for any that might choose to do so. All of this material is available on our website, dailyencouragement.net. Again, if you're not looking on the 7th of January 2010, just go to the archives or use the previous message button to go back to this message. Thank you for joining us today. May God richly encourage and strengthen each one of you as you faithfully proclaim His word.